Welcome to the show. My name is Tlotlang Moletsane Kemosasana Motsana. I'm Dugula Maswati with you up until 12 o'clock. Thank you very much for lending me 3 hours of your ears. And of course, a jam-packed show is coming today. We celebrate women all month long. It is August, and today is no different for Lenyora Wednesday. We are going to be joined by Mahlatsi Mash Malibe, who is a communications specialist, a certified executive coach, entrepreneur, and the president of the Pristine Ladies Golf Club. Now, she calls herself a life balance coach for trailblazers, and she is passionate about women thriving in male-dominated spaces, building leadership, living remarkable lives, and of course, giving back to the community. Mash, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you so much.
Kind of different than what we are used to. But welcome. You know what? I'm actually so excited you're here, because last week I was with Howie, our makeup artist. A big shout out to Howie. And we were talking about you, and I said, you know, when I want to grow up, I want to be Mash place myself in places where my dreams will be realized. How do you do it?
Wow, thank you so much. And good morning, everybody. Good morning, listeners of Rise FM. Mm-hmm. And good morning to you, Tlotlang, and the people in studio. Good morning, Dave Walters. I see you here. And Beauty, our producer, I'll see you also here. Look, honestly, you asked me a question that said, what is the meaning of live your remarkable? And for me, it's to live a life that I choose. So I am fortunate that I am living a life that I have chosen, and it is working out for me. And I think I find myself in this space because I decided to be in this space, and I decided to make the best of it, and it is becoming the best of it.
Have you always been this confident woman, and have you always had that very supportive structure around you that allowed you to be as confident as you are?
Look, I think background matters in any environment, and I must credit my upbringing to a lot of who I have become as a person. I must credit my family, the kind of family that I come from. I think I've had a very great support structure growing up as a child, having both my parents in my life, and one being an entrepreneur from an entrepreneurial background, and one being a professional, which then enabled me to have a background of both. So my mom is a professional, my father is an entrepreneur, and the two have become who I am today. I must also credit my educational background. I think my parents did a great thing in investing in really good education for me in terms of my my high school and my primary school life, but also my my post-school education in terms of my undergrad, having had the exposure of going to varsity, that kind of educational background, and my travel experiences, being able to travel, go to places and see how different people live and interact with them, really gave me a unique opportunity to carve a way for myself and be independent, and make independent decisions, and really just chase what I feel is my destiny.
Well, you know, I wonder, I mean, it's Women's Month, we're celebrating women, and I wonder what it must be like for you to be in spaces where, yes, there are other confident women, but there must be other women who might feel a bit insecure and might push those insecurities out on you because they see what they could have been through you.
So, okay. In life, we have who we are and what we become. So who we inherently are, a lot of people go to their grave without having a really great deep sense of self-awareness. And that's very sad, because I think life is about really working on discovering who you really are as a person. But because there's so much going on around us, and because there's so many influences that influence who we are, that we become what we become. Now, you have an option as a person to either discover who you are, mm-hmm. spend time in building yourself and discovering yourself as a person. Who am mm-hmm. I? What do I like? You know, spend time with yourself more than you spend time with other people, so you can discover yourself mm-hmm. and you can really know who you are and trace your origins, trace your likes, trace what makes you who you are, and therefore what sort of flames flame your life. And you can't do that in chaos.
Yeah.
So a lot of people get distracted by external influences, which I call chaos. And as a result, everything that everybody else is doing becomes a determining factor of who you should be. And I always say, I may inspire you, but it shouldn't be your wish to be like me,
yes.
or to live a life. It should be a wish to be the best version of yourself, being inspired by me, having become the best version of myself.
Absolutely.
And then surround yourself with the right kind of energy that's going to make that happen. And
absolutely.
In many cases, less is more.
And in the journey of self-discovery and self-awareness, then came Pristine Ladies Golf Club.
Yeah.
How did that all start?
Okay, so firstly, I've always had a fascination for the sport of golf,
mm-hmm.
just as a sport. And I think my fascination came from observing golfers. So I'm a very observant person, mm-hmm. and I learn a lot from people, but I'm very selective who I learn from. And I started following golfers younger in my age, and I discovered they've got certain character traits that I admire.
Yeah.
And anything that I admire, I try to emulate in becoming who I want to become.
Yeah.
So, fortunately, in my personal life, as I grew, it then became possible for me after spending time with you guys at Rise FM,
yeah.
for me to engage in the game of golf. And then I discovered an opportunity for me to start a ladies' golf club, because there's so many few ladies that are in the space, and it's a space that is still a little bit saturated by men. But you know, we're trying to get more women involved in the sport because of the benefits of the sport.
Mm.
So now it no longer became about me admiring the golf lifestyle and the golf life,
right.
but also being an actual golfer myself.
Yeah.
So I started playing, and I've become a decent golfer. You know, I'm handicapped 24,
yeah.
and I've won a couple of tournaments. And as a lady in the game, and I've won a couple of prizes, not the actual tournament, but
nice.
You know, this stuff called the longest drive,
nice.
And nearest to the pin, and those kind of things. And that then started inspiring me to want to play more. So the more you play and the more you sort of get exposed and you win, you want to play more.
Mm.
But what it then did is it developed my character as a person. A lot of my personality character traits have been transformed by golf. And I tell people golf has changed my life, not necessarily only by how I live my life in terms of my lifestyle,
yeah.
but also in character. And I'm really, really grateful for that.
You mentioned that it's a very male-dominated sport or industry. And I wonder if in that journey you had maybe a moment of darkness. I mean, I feel like you are dominated right now,
wow.
in that space. But have you ever had a moment of darkness, and how did you manage to find that light again?
So what I've experienced is just, you know, in any environment there will be challenges,
mm-hmm.
and we must always remember that you have to thrive over them. So the challenges I faced initially was getting my golf club started.
Mm.
You can't run a club as an individual.
Okay.
You have to run a club with people. So just for us to get to know each other, get to understand who we are, you know, we're women in the space, and we're all leaders in the space. We're leading ourselves personally, and we're leading different spaces. So our golf club is made up of executives, business owners, government leaders, as well well as professionals. Yeah. So at the end of the day, everybody in that space is a leader. And when we are running an organization, we're running it as leaders. Mm-hmm. So there is a challenge in leadership styles. So you may have a certain leadership style that differs to mine, but we have to run an organization and that may become a challenge.
Yeah.
So what you then do is you have to find your ground and you have to find and align. And that sense of alignment takes time, takes precision, takes patience, takes a lot of deep-rooted focus to be able to get it right. And I think maybe that has been my biggest navigation,
yeah,
is being able to navigate who I am amongst other people and how we align with each other, because I'm working with people.
Yeah. Mash, we're running out of time, but before you leave, just a couple of words to a young girl who's listening, you know, just for her to learn what it means to be selfish with yourself as a young woman who's growing and who's trying to make it out in the world and find her purpose.
Okay, so very simply, first of all, you are what you decide to become.
Mm-hmm.
And the decision has to be backed up by actual activities that you do to build yourself up as a person. You have to decide very early in your life that you are going to invest in yourself, because success is not about chasing for success, it's about attracting it. So you have to attract whatever it is that you want to become by investing in yourself, so that you are a magnet for everything that you want to have in your life. Education, you can't do anything without some kind of knowledge of any industry that, yeah, you want to pursue. So people must go to school, people must study, people must not only be academic about life, but they must also be in the university of life, of just learning from life experiences and people around them.
Mm.
Talk to people, listen to people, be very selective on the spaces that you find yourself in. Easy things are very popular. Difficult things are a little bit more secluded. So, you know, depending on what you want to try and achieve, I think people need to know that they need to make choices. Life is about choices, and young people need to make the right choices for themselves, mm-hmm, and empower themselves, because no one is coming to fetch you. There's a high level of unemployment in our country as a whole and in our province too. However, if we position yourself by building yourself up, when the opportunity comes, you'll be ready for opportunity. And I'm encouraging people to also pursue entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find something that you can solve. Find a problem. What is it that is out there that you can solve? Where can you fit in and match your energy? Because we have different energies.
Yeah.
You are you, I am me. Our energies may not be in the same spaces, but where your energy lies, do that and do it to the best of your ability, and the universe will move. And let's not forget to pray.
Absolutely. Mash or iaskolong. Yes, go long. Because when you see us in a couple of years, Riso and so, Oscar, no, Totlangu Twele. I wept. Mash wept. Mash, thank you so much for coming on to the show. We wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much, Totlang, and all the best to you and your listeners. All the best to them as well as they pursue their dreams.
Absolutely. That's right.